No, I'm not saying you would sell it to him. I'm saying that you're part of the New World Order. That's your whole shtick, is that you claim that there's a New World Order out there, but you really, what you are, is a soldier for Lucifer's army. Isn't that so, Isaac?
Today we're going to talk about Dave Navarro, and you're probably curious as to what Dave Navarro himself thinks about all of this. Well, I reached out to Dave, and I'm going to read you his response. His official statement on this, quote, "Cannot confirm nor deny the claims. This is an issue that is much greater than you could possibly understand, that goes back centuries to the rise of specific sects of larger groups with an agenda I am unable to share. If, in fact, I had knowledge of such an agenda, I would clearly be unable to comment," end quote. So there you have it. That's directly from Dave himself. So, with that being said, do you believe Dave Navarro is Illuminati confirmed? Well, listen to the show and find out further the real truth about what's going on here. So, get ready. Let's go. Today we're going to talk about the Ink Master himself, Dave Navarro. Dave Navarro, of course, a famous musician, guitarist, host of the popular show Ink Master, where tattoo artists compete for a $100,000 prize and a feature in Inked magazine. He plays guitar for Jane's Addiction, whose the first couple albums were phenomenal. And he was in Red Hot Chili Peppers, worked with famous names you've heard of, Michael Jackson, Marilyn Manson, Porno for Pyros, of course, Perry Farrell's other band, Nine Inch Nails, Guns N' Roses, and so on. Now, and also, you know, he married to Carmen Electra at one time, not too shabby. He is also in the documentary called Morning Sun about the loss of his mother to a murderer who was eventually caught on America's Most Wanted, of all places. And what prompted this? Well, the season 12 finale of Ink Master's coming up. So I thought, why not do a proper show on Mr. Dave Navarro himself and all of his Illuminati ways? He's so busy judging other people's tattoos that I thought, you know what? Somebody needs to judge him and his tattoos. Isn't that? And anytime you hear someone say, you know what? And that like shitty inflection, you know that something pretty nasty is going to come out. But I kid, of course. We are going to discuss his tattoos, though, the occult and Illuminati symbolism within. Because as you know, back in 2014, I wrote an article about him questioning, is Dave Navarro in the Illuminati? He reached out, and we, of course, did the my only claim to fame, my 10 minutes of fame. I did a show with him back in 2016. You can catch that on my feed, August 24th, 2016, where I went on Dark Matter Radio, and then I went on again in 2017. That's actually episode 32 of Dark Matter Radio. You can find that on iTunes as well. But anyway, yeah. And then also, by the way, back in July 2017, I had Dr. Kim George on this show right here, talking about how Dave Navarro was cloned. That's right. So not only is he in the Illuminati, but he's also a clone, it turns out. Yes, indeed. All the things. So that's a quick catch-up. And yeah, you know, when I did the first show, when I went on Dave's show back in 16, some of you guys out there gave me some feedback. And, oh, Isaac, you sound like a real star fucker. Ooh. Well, you know what? Like, there it is again. You know, that's, this guy's pretty cool, right? I'm sitting at home watching Ink Master, and the next thing you know, I'm on his show. That was very humbling for me. So let me enjoy my 15 minutes while I have it, okay? But yeah, it's a fun little show. Check it out. We talk about his allegiance to the Illuminati and all that, if you want to catch up and get to where we are today. But I'm going to review some of his tattoos. I didn't get to talk about this on the show. We ran out of time. But we're going to go through all of his tattoos. He's got a lot of them. Well, we're not going to go through every single one, but the ones that are relevant to the Illuminati occult symbolism. And you will also know, Illuminate confirm that Dave Navarro is indeed. Let's get right into it. On his elbows, there are two tattoos, one on each elbow, of course, of what's called a unicursal hexagram. What is that? Well, of course, Aleister Crowley, always present in the Illuminati world. This is from his religion called Thelema, which raises the question, is Dave in fact a Thelemite? Maybe. This symbol used by the occultist Aleister Crowley, it references the realm of magic, an occult practice, of course, and Crowley's religion dictated to him by a disembodied entity, an alien perhaps, a demon most likely, Awaz. The religion he called Thelema, which means the will, as in do what thou wilt. The practitioners use ritual magic to shape the universe according to their desires or will. Specifically, the symbol that you see of the universal hexagram represents a pentagram with a inner five-petaled flower, which has 5 points corresponding to earth, fire, air, water, and spirit. That represents the microcosm, the material realm, the earth. Now, the hexagram symbolizes the macrocosm. That's the six-pointed star. And the macrocosm, of course, being the universe and the source of the divine powers that these practitioners of magic call upon to alter the microcosm. What are we talking about here? We're talking about ritual magic. As above, so below, hermeticism, the hermetic wisdom shared upon the initiates from the Egyptian mystery schools. It's about the mind controlling matter. And you've seen this symbol many times because I've covered it on my website, Illuminati Watcher, many, many times. I've got a whole article about the universal hexagram. Here are some examples. The film Suicide Squad. You see it in the bathtub when Enchantress is in the bath, which makes a lot of sense, right? Here you've got this goddess of magic in the bathtub with the universal hexagram above her. The tub, of course, the portal for the goddess entities to pass over. The divas, the Divayanas, diva, of course, meaning the goddess. That is why Whitney Houston, of course, is the first diva. A Hindu term, Divayana, is where that comes from. And she passed over in the bathtub, which is a cleansing ritual of witchcraft. That is why her daughter, Bobby Christina, also had to be ritualistically taken out in the bathtub as well. She was deathly afraid of being in the bathtub. Yet, that is how she died. Isn't that strange? Isn't that strange? Bobby Christina actually was passed out in a bathtub the day before Whitney Houston died in a bathtub. Very strange. Not strange when you understand the occult rituals and the ideas. H.R. Giger, the artist known for the Alien artwork, there was a documentary about him. And on it, there was an interview with this guy who was a pioneer of the Swedish death metal scene. Name is Satanic Slaughter, of course. And he's wearing that on a necklace. Yu-Gi-Oh! Those are those cards you see a bunch of dumb kids playing with. That they have a card called the Seal of Oracolcos. And that is a spell card. Don't ask me about it. I don't follow that. I just know it's on there. Very clearly depicted. There's another band called Bring Me the Horizon. They have an album called Drown. Right on the cover, you can see the universal hexagram. Behemoth, another death metal band. And Behemoth, of course, a reference to Satan himself. That's a demon. They use it on their mic stand on stage. And then most recently, on Netflix's Motley Crue film called The Dirt, I caught that when I watched it. You can see it on Vince Neil's or on Motley Crue's speakers. There is a sticker of the universal hexagram, surely put there on purpose. Now, to stay on that same theme of ritual magic, Dave Navarro, of course, was in the band Red Hot Chili Peppers, who had an album called Blood Sugar Sex Magic. quite possibly referring to sex magic as a ritual, as an energy exchange. And the idea of blood as a sacrament, of course, is involved with Crowley's Gnostic Mass, the Cakes of Light. This is what we heard about from Marina Abramović and all of her performance art. It's the Cakes of Light. Note that Dave Navarro was actually not in Red Hot Chili Peppers for that album, just to clarify. And in fact, back in 16, when I went on his show, I brought up those universal hexagram tattoos on his elbows, and he mentioned how it is symbolic of the Big Bang. And the only thing I can connect that to is, of course, the Big Bang could be the idea of mind before matter. In Kabbalah, you've got the 10 Sephirot, which represent the mental emanations of God in the Kabbalistic traditions. Dave also said that this was one of Jane's Addiction's first logos in the 1980s. Isn't that interesting? Well, if you can find me an image you can share with me of that, if you have seen this logo, please share it with me. You can find me Twitter at Illuminati Eyes, Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. I'm on Facebook. Don't send it to me there. I don't check that. I don't check my messages or nothing on Facebook. Why? Because I don't like Mark Zuckerberg. And yes, I know he owns Instagram too. And yes, I know they're stealing my data there. It's fine. I think Instagram is way less clunky to use than Facebook. Same goes for Twitter. But I am on there. You can send it there. It's just going to take a long time for me to see it. Next, Dave Navarro has a tattoo on the front of his neck of satanic crosses. It's the Leviathan's cross. Singular. Sorry. It doesn't have multiple. It's just a singular. This is, of course, used by the Church of Satan as their logo. Could it be any more clear? I'm going to read you. I talked about this on a post. This symbol of Leviathan's cross or the satanic cross holds a deep esoteric alchemical meaning because it symbolizes fire and masculinity, which is the symbol for sulfur. Same symbol. But in the Hermetic and alchemical mystery schools, they symbolize the sulfur with this logo, with the attribution of it being the male solar phallus god powers. The male characteristics of fire, the quick temper men are known for, the solar energies, as opposed to the feminine powers, which are more liquid in nature. Noticeably, you can find this in the idea of sexuality, because the women need more time to get the water boiling, whereas men are ready to go at the drop of a hat. I mean, we're stereotyping here, but you get what I'm saying here. It's the idea of masculine forces of generative nature, and that is why, and of course the phallus is, I mean, you could go real deep into this if you wanted. You can go back to the, and I know you want, so let's do it. You go back to the ancient Egyptian mystery schools, and you've got the Osirian mysteries. You've got the Osiris and Isis idea. And the idea was that Set cut up Osiris into many pieces, and Isis went to locate all these pieces, but she could not find the penis, the phallus. That was the missing piece. And of course, she used there's multiple versions of the tale, but she used a golden obelisk of sorts and put it on his, you know, where his schwanster goes, and she, you know, rode that surfboard and produced Horus, the unholy trinity, Horus, the child, okay? Now that's what the story is, but what does it really mean? Well, if you research Bill Cooper's research, the idea, because he, and I've fact checked a lot of his stuff, and he's accurate with his claims. I've read through Manly P. Hall's Secret Teachings of All Ages and those kinds of books. But the idea is that Osiris isn't, these aren't real people. Okay. Osiris is the idea that there's a secret doctrine, and that's what Osiris represents. Isis represents the body of initiates, the adepts, learning the secret doctrine, okay? So when we say, and then what happened was these ancient mystery religions and mystery teachings, they were forced underground by the Christian church, which they believed to be the heresy of their true religion. And they say that the word was lost at this point and went underground. The word, capital W, okay? They say the word was lost. And the word, of course, being the golden schwanz of Osiris. That's what that represents. The Osiris, of course, were the teachings, the doctrine, and the Isis being the body of initiates. So when the body of initiates find the penis, they will have found the lost word. That's why you see this topic in Freemasonry and such. So again, Dave Navarro worships Satan and he's in the Illuminati, right? Next, on his palm, you can see 666. You know what that means? In occult terms, it's the number of the perfected man. That is the end game. That is the pursuit. Now, on his wrist, you can also see the Eye of Satan, or the Fnord, which is from the Illuminatus trilogy, Robert Anton Wilson. Again, we're talking about occult ideas here. And of course, the Illuminatus trilogy is a fictional tale, but is it really, or is it analogous to an occult leaning? He's also got the skull and crossbones. He's got three of them, in fact. Skull and crossbones, of course, a Freemason symbol is what they put in their chamber of reflection for the initiate to go into and reflect upon their death. The death, which will lead to their rebirth into the new way, the new esoteric teachings. That is why you see the rituals like skull and bones where they put their candidates into coffins. That's what they did back in the ancient Egyptian mystery schools. They put them under the pyramids for 3 days and then brought them up. Rebirth, which you also see in Mac Miller's last video. I talked about that on a recent episode. Mac Miller's last video shows him inside of a coffin. He's carving the term memento mori, which means remember you have to die. Freemason term as well. And then he is shown reborn, breaking up from the underneath, from underground. And that's what all that represents. Black X's. Dave Navarro's got a black X tattooed on him. What does that represent? Is it a reference to Charles Manson, who infamously carved an X on his forehead because he said that he was X'd out of society? Is it an X also represents the Antichrist? The opposition, the opposing force, the forces of the antinomian understanding of the world for these Illuminati occultist. Dave Navarro also has the pentacle tattooed. You can see that. Represents, of course, witchcraft, the five elements, air, water, fire, earth, and spirit. Much like the universal hexagrams. In fact, he's got three pentacles. He's got one on the arm and one on each leg, on his knees. He's also got a tattoo of a Ouija board planchette with the evil eye inside. I don't need to explain that to you. You understand what that means. It's contact with entities from another dimension, which is the name of the game. That's what the magicians do. They conjure up the entity in the triangle to garner powers from it. Another curious tattoo. He's got 1122 tattooed across his clavicles there. And officially, that is to mark his marriage with Carmen Electra, because they got married on November 22nd. But you know what else it is? You know what else November 22nd represents? Well, you go back to November 22nd, 1307, and the Pastoralis Premenitoc was, I don't even know how to pronounce, some Latin term, was issued by Pope Clement V to all Christian monarchs. And you know what it was for? It was to order the arrests of the Knights Templar. Indeed. You know the Knights Templars. They were spreading the mystery religion all over Europe. They worshipped the Baphomet, the symbol you see in the Church of Satan. The goat with the titties. Got the male and the female. The reconciled opposites is what the Baphomet represents. And technically, the Templars worshipped the head of Baphomet. And what does that mean? It's veiled language. It means the seat of intellect, the Luciferian brain, because according to these occultists, Lucifer, Satan, whatever you want to call him, the serpent, is what gave man the wisdom to break free and for man to ultimately become his own master of the universe, his own God. And, of course, November 22nd, 1307, the orders were to arrest the Knights Templar as a reinforcement from the previous October 13th, Friday the 13th, 1307, the October surprise. Now, this date is also important when you consider John F. Kennedy. President Kennedy was assassinated in the public ritual on November 22nd, 1963. Very important date. It's also a cusp date if you follow astrology between Scorpio and Sagittarius. I don't do astrology, so. We've got the right palm. He has what's called a hand fasting tattoo from his pagan wedding to his first wife, Tanya Goddard. It's kind of like a squiggly arrow. What's hand fasting, you may ask? Well, it's a pagan ritual where you join hands and a ribbon's placed around. This is where the term tying the knot comes from, because the ribbon is tied around the two hands. It's a pagan ceremony, and that is also what Jim Morrison from The Doors did at his wedding. Jim Morrison, of course, another victim of the 27 Club there, right? He died where? In the bathtub? That's where. I should also know that there is an image of Dave Navarro in a bathtub with the as above, so below reflection. You can find that. It's a bath of blood. He's got a tattoo that says, "Surrender Dorothy." What does that mean? Well, I read through an interview with him, and he says there's a multitude of reasons, not all of them I can share with you. Interesting move, Mr. Navarro. And then he says, but I can tell you this, the word surrender speaks for itself. Certainly The Wizard of Oz is a pivotal film in my life. I think it's a rite of passage film. It's something that should be shown to children, whether they're still at an age for it to terrify and horrify them. Because when I saw it for the first time, it was the scariest thing I'd ever seen. Anytime I talked to somebody in my age range about that film, they had a similar experience. It looked like this shiny, happy movie for kids, but at the end of the day, it's no joke. Interesting. Now, The Wizard of Oz always seems to come up when we're talking about the Illuminati and conspiracies of mind control. And the fact that Dave Navarro calls it a rite of passage due to its horrific nature makes me wonder even more. Because we're talking about trauma to the young mind. It can fracture the mind. The various alters can be created if you look at the MKUltra ideas. In fact, I did a Kubrick's analysis of multiple films of his, Clockwork Orange, The Shining, 2001 Space Odyssey, and of course, Eyes Wide Shut, his final film, because the rainbow and the Wizard of Oz themes appear often in Eyes Wide Shut. The Wizard of Oz film featured that song Over the Rainbow, sung by Judy Garland, which was strange also in that this was performed by Lady Gaga and the Sandy Hook shooting memorial, which links to the record label of Judy Garland, which was called Sandy Hook Records. It's all very strange. And that links to the fact that Oz equals 77 in occult symbolism, which is why Aleister Crowley has a book called Liber Oz, Book 77. And these themes of rainbows occur often throughout Eyes Wide Shut. But another consideration to take on here when you look at this idea of the guy who came up with the story, Wizard of Oz, I think it was originally called The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, L. Frank Baum, noted theosophist. He followed the teachings of Helena Blavatsky. And Rudolf Steiner, of course, was also a theosophist till he started his own movement. But anyway, L. Frank Baum, a theosophist and occultist himself. Isn't that curious? Now, that wraps up the tattoos we were going to look at. There's many images that you could look at for Dave Navarro that suggest he's Illuminate confirmed. On Ink Master, I took a few screenshots over the years. He wears this UNIF shirt that has a triangle in the all-seeing eye, of course. He's got the shirt that says, Jesus saves, I spend, with the serpent around the cross. Which reminds me, I just watched Rob Zombie's Three from Hell movie, and Otis wears a shirt that says, Jesus loves you, but I don't. Which is kind of funny. Dave Navarro also wore a shirt that says, Illuminati by nature with an eye in a pyramid. He's telling you, quite clearly, he is in the Illuminati. I know we went back and forth joking about it, but I mean, come on, there's something there, isn't there? His album cover for Rexall, a reference to a prescription drugstore, I believe. You can see him doing the all-seeing eye. He's covering up the one eye. He's a rock star, so obviously you see him doing the rock and roll horns, the Mano Cornudo, but you can see him doing it in very odd fashions sometimes, more so than the normal sort of rock and roll hand gesture we're accustomed to. And this, of course, references Moloch, the sacrifices to the bull god, going back to the time of the ancient Babylonian stargazers. Could also be a reference to the Age of Taurus. This is back before the Age of Pisces, when Christ came as the fish represented by the Pisces. It also represents the brow chakra, which is the third eye chakra, the sixth chakra. Again, 666 plays a role here. This is all related to the pineal gland. And I talked about this in the Dark Path. Let me clarify that a little bit more. In the Dark Path, I talked about how there was this, in the occult version of history, they believe that this idea that when the universe was formed, there was a goddess mist and an anti-force, an anti-Christ force of like Saturn. And this Saturnian force is what started the evolutionary process, which evolved thoughts to minerals, to vegetables, to animals, to men. And this chakra system is evidence of the vegetable phase, where the body is still connected to the universe. And they say that the brow chakra, the third eye chakra, is a two-petaled horns of Moloch, which is where the pineal gland, the third eye, the all-seeing eye is represented. And they think that one can manipulate this to enter altered states using Dionysian or Apollonian rituals to make contact with the divine, to enter this gateway to another dimension. So when you see Dave Navarro doing the all-seeing eye, when you see him doing the rock and roll horns, I think he's Illuminate confirmed. And then finally, we got a couple more quick little miscellaneouses here. Season 6, Episode 11, Ink Master. They decided to give tattoo virgins their first tattoo. Where did they do this? And I don't mean the location of their body, which was on their fingernails, by the way. They did it inside of a church. Why would they need to do that? Because the mystery teachings, the esoteric doctrine, the occult understanding is that the Christians and the church are heresies of their religion, of their belief systems. That's why Dave Navarro's got all the 666 and the devil stuff all over, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, he's into the suspension hanging where you put these big old meat hooks through your skin and swing around. This is an ancient practice by the Hindus and the Native Americans. But they believe that you can enter a mental state of enlightenment this way. And it's very similar to meditation. You enter a different state of mind. You access a sort of different component of the different dimension, if you will. But anyways, that's what I got. What do you think? Do you think Dave Navarro is in the Illuminati? I think he is. I think he jokes about it, but I think it's for real. I don't know. He's got all them tattoos. How do you explain the tattoos? Anyway, check him out. Check him out on Ink Master. The season finale for season 12 airs Tuesday, September 24th. And I'm not doing that as a plug for the show. I do it because I actually love watching Ink Master. And I wanted to time this as a revisit on Mr. Dave Navarro to just make sure you know that he is Illuminate confirmed indeed. So there you have it. What do you think? Let me know. Hit me up on the socials. You can drop a review on iTunes for the show. Let me know what you think. I will read it. I promise you, I read all the reviews. And if you want to go deeper, if you want to understand all these weird concepts we're talking about, you can get my book, The Dark Path. It's on Amazon. It's on Audible. I narrated it myself. Get an Audible. Shoot, you can sign up for a free Audible account if you've never had one. I put a link in the description notes for most of these podcasts. Hit the link, get a free trial, get it for free and listen to it. See what you think. Your eyes will be open, much like the serpent promised Adam and Eve. But until next time, stay woke.